This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 19th. Well, big day up in the cattle complex on the back of pressure in the grain space. We saw the feeder cattle have a big day up, over $2. That's the biggest move we've seen in feeders in a long time, especially to the upside. And here we are back at the swing highs from a few weeks ago, which looks, it's pretty notable resistance. And the market quickly got up there, stalled out there, but still held its gains and closed on the highs of the day. So pretty impressive day for feeder cattle as they break to the upside. And just as impressive was live cattle as they gapped higher, actually, and pushed into new high for the move, at least on the Dec and the April. The Febs did not push into a new high for the move. They got back up to the early November high. They also gapped higher, but they didn't have that kind of energy that we saw in the Dec or the April. So the cash trade finally breaking loose yesterday, getting enough numbers to really set the tone, and it's definitely got some strength to it. We're looking at about 133 to 134 in the south on the Fed trade, which is up at least 2 from last week, and dress trade at 209 to 211 which in the north, which is up about 3 from last week. So cash trade certainly pushing futures higher. And of course, the December sitting around 133 is going to want to be pretty close to where the cash is, as you see first notice day just around the corner. So cash is supporting at least the live cattle, and of course that's helping to support feeders along with the lower corn market. So feeders finding a nice little shot in the arm yesterday and getting up to those resistance levels. So I didn't expect the feeders would be able to have this kind of energy. I thought that the live cattle might. That it, you know, they had been in this converging triangle price action for a couple weeks, and at some point they got to break out. We did break out to the upside, and now it's a matter of, can you hold it? Can the market hold itself together up here in the face of what appears to be, you know, kind of a rough stretch ahead of it just around the corner? You know, late November, early December is that window when you tend to put in highs in your cash market and typically your futures market, and then you start to work your way lower. Usually packer demand pretty much wraps up for your higher quality beef for Christmas and New Year's by early December. It looks like they can buy all they want. They shouldn't be behind on their purchasing. There's plenty of animals coming out of the feedlot. In fact, they've been pulling them forward, so weights have come down just a bit, which obviously is a huge boon to the feedlots, who are pretty front-end loaded. So that helps take some of the pressure off that front end. But again, you know, you're pretty close to that window of when the market would be stalling out, and I look for that to happen. I look for this market that has broken out to the upside to not get a lot of follow-through. And if that's the case, the sellers are probably going to feel a little emboldened here to start leaning into this market, which is where I think we need to be as well. You need to be selling into this, looking for some pressure into the first quarter of next year. Record high beef prices might be okay as you head into Christmas and people are willing to spend a little bit, and they're kind of in the spending mood anyway, but that's not going to be the case once you get into January, and I think it's going to be a much different story for beef prices. Consumers are just going to start saying no a lot more often, and at the same time you still have these feedlots with a lot of numbers, again front-end loaded, that they've got to move here in this first quarter of next year. I think that spells trouble, at least in the short term, and that's where we want to be taking advantage of this rally. For feeder cattle, you know, there's a lot of dynamics here, as with any market, but you do have declining numbers. That's clear. As feedlots empty out pens, they would be looking to replace feeder cattle, and, you know, the numbers are tight. We'll see what kind of movement we get off of Southern Plains pasture through the winter, but the market is well aware that this past year has seen another major round of herd liquidation. So the numbers are just going to continue to get tighter as far as, you know, herd size and calf availability. That said, again, you got consumer demand creating an issue. You got corn that's still in a bull market, wheat's in a bull market. Those are things that are going to create some headwinds for the cattle complex in general, and in particular for feeder cattle. So it's going to be a battle. My feeling is that we are going to be headed into another leg down for both lives and feeders, probably into the first quarter, they're through the first quarter of next year. And then you start to come out of that. And again, a lot just depends on Mother Nature. You know, what are you going to get for rain? What are your pasture conditions going to be? If La Nina kind of pans out the way it typically does, you're looking at some dryness in the Southwest and the Southern Plains. Well, that's not conducive to good demand for calves. It just isn't, or cattle for that matter. So there's still a ways to go before you can feel comfortable that the cattle market is in a bull market. You need grass, you need hay, and you need to start retaining heifers. All those things depend on Mother Nature, and that's a long way from happening. And again, La Nina is strengthening. That suggests dryness in the Southwest through at least the winter, and it just depends where we're at through spring. And you know, we've got cold waters in off the coast of Alaska, which meteorologists are suggesting is also going to bring some dryness to the U.S. West. Like, well, you know, so again, you know, it just depends on Mother Nature. So we know that at some point herd rebuilding will happen and you're going to enter into that bull market. I just don't think we're quite there yet. Now, getting back to the cash market, we talked about the Fed and the dress trade being stronger, but boxed beef taking some more pressure. Down 231 on the choice, we're sitting at 276. Select was down 90 cents at 263. The spread lost 141, we're sitting at $13. So the spread has lost $9 in the last 2 weeks. Pretty impressive there. Movement was 193 loads. Slaughter rates, 487,000 head. That's 5,000 more than we were a week ago. And all of that happened on Thursday, a week ago, because we were neck and neck with a week ago, and now all of a sudden we're 5,000 ahead. So it was last week that dropped as far as volume on slaughter rates. But this week we appear to be keeping a steady pace. And it's still 10,000 more than where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 2 cents. We're sitting at 155.46. So we have certainly seen some stability in the feeder cattle index for most of this week. Now, getting back to boxed beef, we've seen a string of down days for the choice. We're down 10 days in a row. From the high of November 4th, where we hit 290, the market has dropped $14, which is a 5% drop. For select, that high was put in on November 9th at 271. So since then, we've been down 5 of those 7 days, and we've dropped $8, which is a 3% drop. So a string of lower box beef values. Movement has been fairly robust. So the packers are still enjoying pretty good margins, and they're still wanting to move as much beef as they can, even at declining margins, because they're still making decent profit. But you've got the cash markets, you know, up a couple bucks, box beef losing, you know, several dollars this week. Those margins, those packer margins are going to start declining pretty rapidly. And again, I think, you know, with the box beef, yeah, they're still moving a lot of it at discounted prices, but at some point they're going to want to slow that down. And I think that, again, this typically starts to happen once you get into December. Well, it's already happening. And I think those are just red flags for the cattle market that consumers are starting to already balk at these high prices, but they're still decent. They're still got good profitability for the packers, so they're still moving it out as fast as they can, probably anticipating that things aren't going to be this good, even though they're not as good as they were a few weeks ago. They're still better than what they expect them to be here a month or 2 months down the road. So this afternoon, we've got a cattle on feed report. We're looking for total on feed as of November 1 to be pretty close to last year at 99.7%. Looking for October placements to be up about 2.5% over last year, and marketings to be 4% below last year. And last year, you know, is still some skewed numbers because of the COVID chaos. But again, these are just the numbers that the market is expecting. So if you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.